From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org Editor-in-Chief, with this week's Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. I thought this week I would talk a little bit about the recently reported 2018 ESC/ESH hypertension guidelines for treating adults. You may recall that it's been about a year since the U.S. guidelines on hypertension were produced, and there was a big change, particularly in treatment targets. Now, here a year later, we have the European guidelines, which are slightly different than the American guidelines, and I think they bring out some important nuances in hypertension treatment that are useful to clinicians, and I wanted to review some of those today. So the first thing to say is the Europeans define hypertension as a persistent elevation in the office of a blood pressure greater than 140 and or a diastolic pressure greater than 90. That would be equivalent to a 24-hour blood pressure monitor pressure average greater than 130 over 80 or a home reading of 135 over 85. They recommend considering drug treatment for adults with grade 1 hypertension, that's an office BP of 140 to 159, or a diastolic of 90 to 99, up to the age of 80. They also, certainly for high-risk patients with higher degree of hypertension, recommend that you should start drug treatment along with lifestyle interventions, that is grade 2 hypertension in their document, greater than 160 over 100. I like the guideline from the point of view of special considerations for people in frail status or the elderly. For people over the age of 80, they recommend starting treatment when the systolic is greater than 160. And I think they're pointing out the fact that patients at the more extreme age may be more vulnerable to side effects, particularly, for example, falls or change in renal function. In terms of target, the target for blood pressure in the European guidelines would be less than 140 systolic in all patients and less than 130 for most patients if tolerated, which is similar to the European guidelines. The target should not be below 120 systolic, except perhaps in patients with aortic conditions. Another big part of the Europeans' approach in this guideline is the notion that monotherapy is usually not adequate. And this is true. If you look at the trials for hypertension treatment, the average number of medication classes is 3. And so they argue that if you're going to treat hypertension, thinking about using 2 agents early, particularly with stage 2 hypertension, is appropriate. They also make the comment that poor adherence to blood pressure-lowering medications is one of the key reasons for our lack of control. And so they argue pretty hard in their document for single-pill combinations as being preferred using 2-drug combination therapy. And they argue that a simplified approach would include an ACE inhibitor or ARB with either a calcium blocker or a thiazide as a preferred therapy for most patients. So this document, it's a deep document and it's got a lot of nuance, but I thought those would be interesting points to consider. Now, on ACC.org, we recently did a journal scan, key points to remember about the document, and what we wanted to do was to compare and contrast the U.S. guideline with the European guideline. So both documents are similar that we should be using regular home blood pressure monitoring and or ambulatory blood pressure monitoring to confirm the diagnosis, find white coat hypertension, identify masked hypertension, and monitor blood pressure effectively for medication adjustment. Both of the documents encourage more aggressive treatment of blood pressure in older individuals with higher risk, but also certainly raise the concern for frailty, independence, and blood pressure tolerance. The European guidelines are generally more conservative regarding definitions, treatment thresholds, and the treatment targets, sort of similar to the old JNC 8 document. And part of this is the committee that wrote their guidelines really have some concern about using the randomized clinical trial data suggesting a threshold for beginning drug therapy in high-risk patients at 130. And a lot of this came from SPRINT. You may remember the big SPRINT trial. The SPRINT trial enrolled patients with systolics above 140 who were already on drugs. And the notion was the target, should we have a target of less than 130 or a target of less than 140? And the trial was very favorable, positive, for a lower treatment target. But in the truest sense of the word, it really wasn't a threshold starting trial. It was really a targeted treatment trial. So the Europeans are more skeptical of this. And of course, the concern, if you take patients with borderline hypertension and treat them, there will be a significant number that have hypotensive spells and or negative changes in renal function. And so that is at the basis of the European complaint. So the more conservative European guidelines suggest that we consider drug treatment only in very high-risk patients with established cardiovascular disease who have blood pressures in that 130 to 139 or diastolics of 85 to 89. But drug treatment is suggested at that threshold in low and moderate-risk patients without CVD only after they've tried at least 3 to 6 months of effective lifestyle intervention. The European guideline threshold for treatment of office blood pressure is 140 and 90 for people age 18 to 79. At the age of 80 and beyond, the European guideline says we start treatment at 160 and a diastolic of 90. The recommendations for a treatment target of 140 and 90 is similar for diabetics, coronary disease, stroke patients. The target is to get the blood pressure into the 120 to 130 over 70 to 79 range for patients age 18 to 65. And from 65 to 80, they adjust the threshold, saying the target should be 130 to 139, 70 to 79, and so forth. I think both documents are incredibly useful. They certainly illustrate the point that there's no perfect target. There's no perfect threshold. And we need to evaluate patients' overall risks, the potential benefit, and certainly also the potential side effects, particularly renal function falls are a big deal in the elderly. So I want to thank you for listening to Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from acc.org. You can find all of this information on our website. Please also find a new educational catalog feature on acc.org. It's located under the Education and Meetings tab. Using this tool, you can sort our educational offerings by various formats, many of which are free. Find us online or wherever you get your podcasts. And until next week, I hope you have a good one. Thank you.